Ella, but what you could do is shalosh b'techadas. If three of the yosiyos fit inside the column, ushtayim chutzadas, and then two yosiyos could be written outside the column, that would still be kosher. Now, what's going to be nizdam loy teva bas shtay yosiyos? Let's say missing, you have to write yet one more word that only has two words to it. El is lo yizaken lo ben adafim. You should not write this whole word in between the columns, in between that parchment. It's not nice. And rather, this word start over on the top next column, on the top line, start with that ois. The other one says that Hilchos, if you made mistakes with Hashem's name, he's left it out. That Hatoye B'Shem, that if somebody made a mistake that he wrote another word and he forgot to put in Hashem's name there, Hashem's name belongs there. It says Vayidaber El Moshe, he forgot to left out the word Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe. So what can we do now? So Hatoye B'Shem, the locher is Gururus Masha Kosov, erase what you wrote El Moshe, Vitoilus Masha Gurur, and write in that space Hashem's name, and write Yadav Hashem, I have to write El Moshe, that you could do hanging, Vitoilus, I mean, let it be hanging on top, Vitoilus, Rashi says, Magia Ben Ashitin, in between the lines, you could put in that word, El Moshe, that you could put there, but Mashma, not Hashem's name. So Kosev of Hashem al Mokum Agrar, and you could write Hashem's name on the place where you erased the first word. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda, that you should put Hashem's name in the Mokum Hamagar and not to be Tola between the lines. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Alf Tolanas Hashem, no, if you left out Hashem's name, you could write it in there in between the lines. Rabbi Yitzchok Yomer Alf Moichik V'Kosev, that another way to is if you wrote Vayadaber El Moshe, left out Hashem's name, erase when the ink is still wet, you could erase it and write in Hashem's name there, and then put El Moshe again in between the lines. But you could write Hashem's name even on the Makam Amachak that was erased. If you have no Hashem's name left out, you could put it in between the lines. Miktsase and Tolem, if you wrote Yud K and you only left with the Vav K, half of the name, that you should not put in between the lines. That's not nice. So the whole Hashem's name could be done, could be put in between the lines. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why Rabbi Shimon ben Meir? Ein kois v'nes Hashem lo yamokam ha-gerar of lo yamokam ha-mechak. No, he holds no. If you left out Hashem's name, you cannot erase the name by scratching it off. Or you can't do it by erasing it. And also the antinomy, so you can't even hang, put Hashem's name in between the lines. If so, what can you do? Where do you put Hashem's name? The answer is an economic case. So what do you have to do? Misalik, you have to take out this whole piece of parchment here. You can't use it. V'goinzo, and put it in Darius, and write a new piece of parchment with Hashem's name in it. But there's no way to rewrite Hashem's name on a makam that was erased or scratched out. If we've done like this, Rav Chanana Lama Rav, Haloch Vatzalocho, Tumun Es Hashem. Yes, you are allowed to hang, put Hashem's name in between the lines. Rabbi Bavachonim Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha Vatalacha, Moichik V'Kosev, you could even erase or scratch out another word and put Hashem's name on the mokum of erasing or the mokum that was scratched out. For the Gemara is so, V'Leima, why don't you say clearly, V'Leima, Mar Halacha Kamara, Mar Halacha Kamara, say clearly what you hold like. I guess the Machlokes here, each one's holding like one shita, why don't you say clearly who you hold like? Gemara says, no, Mishum Diyatchulu, changed around, we're not sure exactly who said what. Now, Omar Rovin, Bar Chinuno, Omar Ulo, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Aloch, what's the Aloch of Kev Shimon, Kev Shimon Shizuri. We pass like Kev Shimon Shizuri, that Kev Shimon Shizuri says over here, Kol Hashem Kule Tolan, that you let her stick in Hashem's name, the whole Hashem's name, in between the lines, but not Miksosai. So he said, we pass like Kev Shimon Shizuri. And he also said, not only this, wherever we have his halacha, we always pass like him. So Moshe says, ahai, in which case he has to tell me that we pass like his Shimon Shizuri? Which is the case that he said over halacha, that you're telling me that we pass like that? Then where do we learn what the Chanina says? Chanina says, halacha Shimon Shizuri. Ilay maho on this halacha. If Shimon Shizuri Yehimeh Kol Hashem Kulu Telo Mitzvah Sein Telo this halacha I've written a law, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Alokha Tolin, it's Hashem. So you see that Rav Chananel is the one that says here we pass like Hashem and Shazuri. So Rashi says that Rav Chanina also meant to say that on this Alokha, his name should have been mentioned here also. It should have said, Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Chananel. Since they don't mention Rav Chanina's name, it's much when Rav Chanina said we pass like Hashem and Shazuri, he's not going on this case. So on which Alokha of Hashem and Shazuri was he going on? Says, and here it says, it ends off again, it says here, V'it Malo, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Alokha Ketolim Es Hashem, Rav Babachon, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel Alokha, Merkha V'Kaisif. Now, V'yim Misev, is it true that Rav Chananel said his din on this case also, is so, Honami Leino, it should have said his name here also. The din that doesn't say his name, the Masha B'Chanimu did not say it on this case. Elo, which case did he say it? I'll tell you on this Alokha. Rav Shimon Shazuri Yomel, Afilu ben chomei shonim, even if an animal that this cow that's 5 years old now, the chorish b'sod is always plowing in the field. Shchita simu metarosei. If it was a ben pekua, when it was in his mother's stomach, they made a shchita on the mother, and then the baby came out. So the baby's muta b'achilu without a shchita, even though the baby's 5 years old now, he could eat it without a shchita. That's his halacha. So maybe Rav Chanina said his din on this halacha. So Moshe says no again. Rit malo. Ziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Halakha Hashem Shazuri, that Ziri said this over. That it says here, Itma Lo, Omer Rabbi Ziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Halakha Hashem Shazuri. The Amisa is the truth that he said it over here, then Honami Leima also should have been Rabbi Zeri that said it over. How come left out Rabbi Zeri before? So Mashma, this is not the case where Chanina said his Halakha. Ela Radha Ho, and this Halakha. There's a little Halakha in the Morgin that, Rishon, in the beginning, they used to say, Rishon, Oyoinim. Hayotza b'kodla, someone is going out to be killed by the government. The yomim, the person says, kisvu gedlishti, tell to aid him where to get my wife. Even though he did not tell them to give it to his wife, hare'elu yichtabu v'yitna, they have a right to write up and give it. Because it's a non-sadi, he meant to say give it. Chozulayim, then they said another chiddush. Afa mafosh v'yotza b'shiyorim, someone is going away in a caravan, going out of town, and he leaves word, tell to aid him, write a guest for my wife. Even though he didn't say give it, we say he also meant to say give it. Even a person is very sick and right now in his dying bed, like he tells somebody, write a get for my wife, even though he didn't say give it, also he meant to say as if he said give it. So maybe this is the case where Rabbi Chanina said Halach is Krab Shimon, and not only here but all over places also. He now may also find another case. Aho, it says true mes maisa shel demai shechozlo mekaymai. But even what happened, you bought pairs of for orphan amorites. So with Rabbanan, you have to take off Shumas Maisa. Now the dude, the Jew, the Chavan, now took off Shumas Maisa, and by mistake it fell back in to the rest of it. So it got mixed up now. So what can we do now? So if Shimon Shazuri Yomer, ask the Chol, even the weekday could be Mako, that Shoyle, you could ask the Yamoritz if he took off Shumas Maisa. And if he said he did, you're right, he did, because we're relying on him. Even though Lechatkil Rabbanan said you have to take off Shumas Maisa, but the case here was like if the Yevid, where it got mixed up with what you took off, fell back into the chula now, and it makes those things us if you teed it, here it could be Mekol, Tehsi Yamoros, this is Halacha. So it could be maybe on these Halachas that Bechadina said it. The Gemara says, no, V'yit Molo, we learned on this, Amar Rabbi Yechanon, Halacha Geshim Shazur of Mesukin, of a Trumas Maisa Shodamai. Rabbi Yechanon said this Halacha. The Amisa of the Truda, Chanin also said it over here, Hunami Lema, it should have said Amar Rabbi Yechanon, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Should have said his name more here also. Says Masha B'Chanina did not say he's Halacha of Shimon Shazuri on this case. Ela maybe on this Halacha of him. Ela ho, Rabbi Yosef Bekeeper Rami Mishra Shimon Shazuri. Pul HaMitzri, the type of a bean. Pul HaMitzri, the type of a kidney, as Rashi says. Shezoel, a Zera person, planted it. Amanas, to use the seed, the Zera. He planted it to have seeds from it. So Mitzvah, the history of the Rosh Hashanah. Part of it, rooted, got roots before Rosh Hashanah of the past year. Umutzel Siachan, here's where got first roots after Rosh Hashanah. So this is Ein Tormin Mizel Zer. You can't take off Shuma one from the other. Because the Klal is Lefi Shein Tormin Umaisrim Loimin Achodesh Ala Yoshin Loimin Ayoshin Ala Chodesh. You can't take off from one set of Shuma for the other one. Kate said, Yasa, what's the Yasa? What should you do in this case? Where it grew together. So Tzoyver, gather all of it together. Grun L'Teichai. But in the terms of Maisa, in the Chodesh Shabbai, when the Yoshin Shabbai, that take off now one measurement of Truma, And since it's all mixed together, you have right to say, like, Yesh Breira, 50% of it was old, and 50% of it was new, so that's the way you be out here first, such a Mumma Manashach. So maybe this is the case where it's not like Hashem Shazuri. So Mumma says again, no, we hit the Mullah, Rab Shmuel, Banachimin, Rab Yechanan, or Hashem Shazuri. The Misa, who Nami Lema, how come we don't have Chanina's name here? Since his name is not amongst them, Mashmi, the we're holding in the bottom of the Gemara Daf Lamed on the days almost Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, let's share the words that Rav Chanina said over Halachas Krev Shimon Shizuri, and he said over statement below Yerda Lekomach Meshana Rav Shimon Shizuri Halacha Kamei Say, wherever he says that we pass him like him. So now the share the words on which Halacha Rav Shimon Shizuri did Rav Chanina said this Halacha. Gemara says now that Elo Rather Ho, around the 6 lines, 7 lines up, Elo Ho Rav Yosi Ben Kippur Oimer Mishum Rav Shimon Shizuri. It says over the name of Rav Shimon Shizuri that Pul HaMitzri, if you have this bean Pul HaMitzri Shazor LeZera, you planted it not Amanas to use it as a year to eat the vegetable, because then the Mises goes Bosa L'Shas L'Kita when you pull it off, but rather you planted Amanas LeZera, you planted to use the seed of it, so then you go Bosa HaShrosha when it starts to root, that's the year of Mysa. So Loch is what's going to be Miktsosa Hishas of Nei Rosh Hashanah or Miktsosa Yach Rosh Hashanah. When you planted all these seeds together right before Rosh Hashanah, some of them was Nishras before Rosh Hashanah, so Tzidid as Maestros from the last year, and some of them, half of them, was Nishras after Rosh Hashanah. And then you have to take off Shumas Maestros from the next year's crop. So Loch is Ein Tormim Mizeh Alzeh. You can't take off Truma from one on the other, because the Klal is the fishein tormen umaisrim loymen achodes alayoshin. You can't take off trumas from last year's crop to part of this year's crop. Alachodesh, this year's alayoshin from last year's loymen ayoshin. You can't take off from last year's crop alachodesh to part of this year. So what should you do in such a case when you have all of these mixed together? Kate said yaser sorvoy gornel toichli. It means fill them all up together, put them all together in one big silo like. Rashi says it means kloy mar marvin yofa. Make a good truma, mix them up very good over here, v'yitrim, and take off truma. Take off whatever it is, 1/10. Take off the truma. You take off the truma semaisris. The truma, let's say, is 1/40, 1/50. Take off. The nimtza comes out turin umaisim min achodish sheboy al achodish sheboy or min hayoshin sheboy al hayoshin sheboy. This is Rav Shimon Shizuri's chiddush. Like, you have a right to be soymech that the amount of trum you're taking out now will be exactly proportioned to how much is mixed up from last year and this year's crop. And therefore, in this trum itself, how much is from last year, part is last year's tevel. And how much is from this year's, part is this year's tevel. So you could be soymech on that. So maybe Rav Chanina said over the halacha on this memra of Rav Shimon Shizuri. So Mar says, no, that can't be, because Yitzmallah learned on this halacha that Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Hashem Shizuri, that they said over in this punt, we pass to Hashem Shizuri. Now the question is if Rabbi Chanina said his memory on this halacha also, so again, V'yemisa, if he said it on this memory, V'yemisa, who Nami Lema, they should have said his name here also. How come his name is not mentioned here? Tell Mike, this is not the case where Rabbi Chanina said Halacha was like Hashem Shizuri. Ela Rad Omer Papa Papa says like this. Where is the memra of Rav Shimon? Ashida, a lock about a chest, like we'll soon see. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar Ayayin, a memra about wine. So it's like this, Rav Papa says, yeah, now the Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph on top.